Just hit the red button.
I did.
So this will be the bargaining meeting on 11/30/2012 between the UFF and UWF. And we'll introduce each side so that everybody, and Steve, I'm just catching you up, so that everybody's voice is recognizable on the recording.
Anita Schoenberger.
Brendan Kelly.
Cindy Faria.
Tom Wozlevec.
Steve Belko.
Enid Siskin.
Kathy Romack.
Raed Amin.
Great. Then we're all set.
Okay. Well, I sent you a memorandum basically notifying you that we would like to reopen for 2012-2013 to give you guys a little more time to think about the full book the full book contract, because you had indicated that the legislative landscape's a little bit unclear and murky at this time, so that you wouldn't be able to really make decisions, economic decisions, until the legislative picture was more clear. So what we would like to propose is that in the name of expediency, just to try to get us through the reopener as quickly as possible, what we would like to do is to limit negotiation to salaries and benefits.
Well, you had sent, and I indicated in my response email that that would have been considered bargaining outside of public meetings. So if we wanted to consider that issue, we'd ask that it be presented today as part of this meeting.
Okay. Well, I'll just pass you the, I don't agree with that interpretation because we're not passing articles. We are talking about scheduling. I will pass you nonetheless the memorandum.
Good. So we're gonna take the memo and then caucus for a bit and come back.
Sure.
Great.
Do you have any other copies?
No. Sorry.
Okay. Okay. At the tail end of bargaining last year, in May, we had agreed to return in October for full book bargaining. And that's where we're at right now. That would roll over 12 and 13 into that full book.
So are you refusing to bargain with us for the 2012-2013 reopener? Yes or no?
Are we refusing to bargain with you? At the end of last year, no.
Okay, so...
May I clarify?
Sure.
As I said, it rolls over into the next bargaining cycle, which is where we're at.
The contract says that we have the right to a reopener. In the memo I sent you, it outlines that contractual right, and we're invoking that. Either you're going to negotiate with us for the 2012-2013 reopener, or you're going to refuse to reopen.
The contract says that the renegotiations for 12-13 would begin no later than March 1st, 2012.
And we were bargaining until June, well into June of last year. So,
there's nothing that, we haven't signed anything that waived our right to negotiate 12-13 reopeners, and the fact that we didn't start by March the 1st, if that's the case, then you've got an entire long history of not starting by the dates that are in the contract. In fact, we didn't start the full book until after October the 1st, which is what this contract calls for. So, let me just be very frank with you. Either you're going to bargain and bargain in good faith, or you're not. And if you're not, then I guess we'll all see each other in front of PERC. We would prefer, of course, to just go ahead and get this reopener out of the way. It's why we offer to streamline the process, just talk about salary and benefits and not reopen anything else so we can get through the process and on to the full book. So in that light, we've got proposals.
Yes, we have three. It depends on whether they agree to.
Well, again, we're going to hand you the proposal, so if you refuse to consider them, or if you refuse to meet with us, then we'll just take the next step.
Okay, we're going to caucus for a minute.
Okay.
Good. So we believe the reopener is rolled into the full book, as I stated. And because of that, we are here to accept any proposals you have and consider them.
So we're not doing a 2012-23 reopener. So you're not.
As I said, we believe that the 2012-2013 reopener is rolled into the third book or the full book.
Where's the precedent for that? There are two different.
Where's the written agreement for that?
Yeah, where's the agreement? Where's it in the contract that you can roll in a reopener into a full book negotiation?
Okay. Our interpretation is that the 2012-2013 reopener is rolled into the full book.
But interpreting it based on what? Based on the contract? Because the contract is not what the contract states. The contract states that we have a right to 12-13 openers, both parties do. It doesn't say anything about being connected to the reopener.
To the full book.
To the full book.
Excuse me, to the full book. Are you conditioning bargaining on the fact, are you conditioning acceptance of the proposals on your interpretation? In other words, are you saying that the only circumstances under which you'll take our current proposals is that we agree that 12-13 is linked to the full book?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Well, let's clarify what we're doing here, because our goal is to get through the 12-13 negotiations so we can get to full book. And
we believe that the 2012-2013 reopener is rolled into the full book.
But you don't have any documentation or formal agreement to that effect. And I know how big this university is on following the proper processes. So we're going to hold you to that process. Process says 12-13 comes first. Then we have full book.
We will accept any proposals that you have to offer.
But we need an understanding, because once we get through these proposals, we're either going to go to impasse over these proposals, or we're going to implement the tentatively agreed to whatever we come up that we can agree to, and then move to ratify. And then we're going to come back with a separate set of negotiations for full book, but we're not going to combine the two.
Right. We believe that the reopener to which you're referring is rolled into the full book, and we're here to accept any proposals that you have.
Listen,
under the condition that this is not a 2012-2013 reopener, correct?
As I said, we believe that the 2012-13 reopener is rolled into the full book.
Okay, but you need to explain how that's going to work in practical terms, because if you're saying that you'll take our proposals, but you won't come to any agreement or conclude negotiations until we've gone through the full book piece of it, then there's a problem, because you're essentially trying to ignore the 12-13 reopener.
I disagree. We believe that it's rolled into the full book. That's not ignoring.
But what does that mean? That we're going to do two separate sets of negotiations simultaneously, or are we going to do one set of negotiations?
No, they're rolled into. The one gets rolled into the other.
So you're saying there'll be one set of negotiations on the proposals that we put out for salary and benefits, and that will be considered the proposals that will be accepted for full book. Is that what you are saying?
Could you repeat the question, please?
Certainly. You are saying, from what I understand, and that we are going to give you some proposals that we are believing are 12-13 reopener. You're rolling them into the full book, which means that any salary and benefit negotiations that we are making right now will count as those for the full book.
We believe that the 2012-13 reopener is rolled into the full book.
So there will only be one set of salary negotiations, and those will be considered under the full book. Now, we believe that we're getting a 2012-2013 salary negotiation.
Now, let me explain this to you, where this is coming from, so you're crystal clear.
Mm-hmm.
We have had a longstanding, there's been a kind of longstanding practice at this university of refusing to bargain, or not refusing to bargain, but foot dragging that makes one contract negotiation roll into another, and then we lose our right to yearly reopeners. The union has a right to invoke a reopener every single calendar year. Now we are asking, or invoking that right to have a 2012-2013 reopener so that we can discuss salaries and benefits. That's really our agenda.
That is totally separate from the full book negotiation that will again address the same issues.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you our proposals. I'm very clear, we want this on the record, that these are for the 12-13 reopener. We understand that you have a BOT meeting coming up on December the 14th. This should give you plenty of time to schedule an executive session with the BOT so you can discuss our 12-13 reopener proposals. And we'll open up schedule a meeting after that, another bargaining session after that, so we can get your response.
Excuse me, you're both talking at once, and it's hard for the tape to handle that.
So we will expect a response after December the 14th, because again, you've got an opportunity to speak to your BOT. Go into executive session.
We're going to caucus for a minute.
After we get your response back, the BOT's response back after the 14th, we'll go from there. But we're going to focus on 12-13, and we either come to some agreement or we reach impasse. And once we reach impasse, we'll move into that process, and it will not include full book. It will only be reopener. And if you refuse to participate in that process, I think your counsel can advise you what's going to happen.
We're in caucus. Good. We are certainly willing to accept your proposals.
For the 2012-2013 reopener.
Well, we believe that the 2012-13 reopener is rolled into the full book.
Well, if you in the contract, the full book negotiation and the 2012-2013 reopener are two separate items. There is nothing in the contract that rolls the two together. We have not provided you with a formal waiver of our right to reopen. So therefore, we are insisting that the proposals that we'll pass you right now are for the 2012-2013 reopener. And we don't recognize a folding in of the 2012-2013 reopener into the full book, and because they're two very different things. We're not going to if you rolled in the salary article for example for the 2012-2013 reopener, proposal for the reopener into the full book. Then you effectively lose the ability to bargain salary for the full book. So they're two very separate things, and we're going to insist on this. And so, Tom, what do you advise?
Well, I think at this point we probably ought to give them our proposals. And we want to make it clear that these are for the reopener. We'll expect a response. Be able to give us a response to our proposals by the 5th of the next bargaining session, or do you need to speak to the BOT first?
I can't answer that question. We haven't seen proposals.
But do you have the authority to settle today, or are you going to have to go back and talk to the administration of the BOT? That's my question, because you've got a BOT meeting on the 14th. You can have an executive session and bring us a response back from the BOT.
Yeah, I would say we understand your request.
Okay. Just want to make sure you understand what we're not going to do is continue to come back to the table repeatedly, only to be put off.
So I've passed you two proposals for the 2012-2013 reopener. The first proposal is a salary article. I've used the language as the basis from the full book, a word copy of the full book contract, and I have stricken language from the 2010 through 2013 contract. When we've made changes, and where there are additions, I have underlined those additions. And so what we're asking for is a 2% across the board raise, because in the last reopener, there's quite a bit of discussion about the Board of Trustees' desire for a merit component in salary negotiation. We have added a section asking for 1.5% of base salary to be applied to merit increases. And then, of course, as you know, both teams agreed last year, compression and inversion is probably is a top priority for this university for a whole host of reasons. And so we are throwing out a request for $750,000 in compression and in inversion money. We have stricken 25-6 and replaced it with awards. So that awards can continue to be distributed to faculty. And we've just strengthened some of the language in the grievability article to ensure that faculty can grieve inappropriate or incorrect applications of the provisions of the article. So that's basically the highlights of the first proposal. Our second proposal for the 2012-2013 reopener is benefits. And one thing that we do need to address is that with when they enacted the 3% employee contribution to retirement, there was another piece of legislation that went through, I believe, in the same package that prohibits people who have cashed out from the system to buy back into the system. And so we, it's my understanding that we have people on this campus who, I'll give you one example. A professor who's a new hire here worked at the University of Central Florida in some kind of capacity where they received retirement benefits. They left the state, cashed out the retirement, and when they come back to the, here, they're not allowed to be eligible for the retirement pension or the optional retirement program. So what we've written into the benefits article is a requirement that the university provide a optional retirement program for these ineligible faculty, if that makes sense.
Which provision is that?
It's number 26.57D.
Okay. Thank you.
It's underlined.
Thank you.
The next thing is we've inserted a request for paid parental leave in this article, and unpaid parental leave policy. And at the very end, as an addition, 2613, we have requested that the Board of Trustees waive all non-reserved parking for faculty. So these are our salary and benefits proposals for the 2012-2013 reopener. I don't know if you want to caucus and...
We do. Thank you.
All right, before you go, does the university have any reopener proposals for 2013?
We're going to have a caucus.
Thank you for your proposals.
You're welcome.
And we don't have any proposals to provide today.
Okay. I just wanted to make it clear that we are rejecting your proposal that we roll the reopener for 2012-2013 into the full book negotiation. And I want to clarify that, we're a little confused because we proposed the reopener as per the contract in response to your request to push up the economic discussion until the end of the legislative session. And so we're a little bit kind of dismayed that we're getting a refusal to keep the 2012-2013 reopener discreet from the full book negotiation as they are in the contract. And so I just want to make it very clear that we're rejecting that proposal to roll the two together. Now, you've just said, I was going to ask you, my next question was whether you had any proposals for us today, and you don't. So my next question is, and the other thing I want to say is that I want to make sure that you understand that we will expect a response to these 2012-2013 reopener proposals at our next meeting. Now, now my suggestion is this: if you don't anticipate having proposals for us on the 5th, or you don't believe that you'll be able to come back with some kind of response or counter proposal by next time, what I would suggest is that we push our next meeting off until the week of the 17th, which is right after the Board of Trustees meeting, so that gives you a little bit of time to consult with the Board of Trustees, just so that we're not wasting our time, so that we come back here in a week and then in 2 weeks, and you know, and don't, and you guys, if you don't, aren't anticipating having anything for us. So that's just a suggestion. I guess that's it. Is there anything else from you guys?
Just if they think they can get back to us with a response to our proposal by 12:15, then we are more than happy to come back and and discuss it with you.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know what you guys have planned for next time.
I'm a little confused because I think Ina just said 12:15.
12:05. I'm sorry.
Okay.
12:05.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
And we have meetings scheduled, I guess, for the 5th and for the 13th, which is the day before the BOT meeting. So I just didn't know if you guys wanted to reschedule for a date like directly after the BOT meeting to give you guys time to consult with the Board of Trustees.
We're going to caucus for a minute?
Sure.
Great, thank you. Good, we agree. 5th is probably premature. But we think we should come back together on the 13th, and we'll do our best to have something for you then.
Okay.
13th.
So we'll meet on the 13th.
And I believe that's what we have pre-scheduled, correct?
Oh, yes, we do.
Yes.
What I would like to do while I have you at the table is to schedule for an additional date for the week of the 17th through the 21st.
Okay, can we hold off on that? And because we can schedule a meeting, we need to consult our schedules on that.
Okay, could you maybe get back to me by email? Simply because if we wait until the 13th, we won't have enough time to give a week's notice.
Sure.
And so I would really appreciate it if you could give us all of your available times for Monday the 17th through Friday the 21st.
Kathy, I'll ask our secretary, whose name is Kathy Churchwell, to get together with you about dates. Does that sound okay?
Yes, sounds fine. So will she contact me or should I contact her?
She should contact you, but if
I don't hear from her a couple days,
go ahead
I'll drop her line.
Yeah.
Okay.
She should, though.
Very efficient.
Okay, good.
We decide on the 21st. I will expect gifts from all of you.
It's
my birthday.
So. Oh, yeah.
That's so sad as a kid.
No, actually, my parents made a point. You know, I use it against my little brother. That's probably why he's messed up. They put my birthday gifts underneath the tree, and he couldn't read Happy Birthday, Merry Christmas. So I told him I'd take him to the tree and I'd make him count the presents, and I told him, Mom and Dad love me more.
That's funny.
So
I guess that's it for today.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, good luck with finals and
you know,
all that kind of stuff. And
you too.
The final crunch for the semester, and we look forward to seeing you on the 13th.
That sounds good.
Okay, awesome.
Thanks, folks.